Chapter 5. Facing Defeat. Getting to know the idioms. A. Listening for understanding. Listen to a short history of a bloody period in the American past. An uphill battle.
In the early 1800s, Americans began creating the legends of the Wild West by exploring the world that lay beyond their established settlements in the eastern United States. Wagon trains, cowboys herding cattle across wide-open ranges, the gold rush, and fiercely independent settlers pushing the frontier of civilization are all images born of that time of exploration and adventure. The best-known legends of the Wild West, however, sprang from the tales of the cavalry and the Indians, who throughout the 19th century were engaged in a war for life and land that ultimately ended in tragedy. In one of the most ill-fated periods of American history, the once proud and powerful Indian nations were almost completely wiped out, betrayed by a government that stole their land in exchange for empty promises. The early American immigrants were offered cheap and abundant land on the frontier, as long as they were willing to settle it. Not wanting to miss the boat, thousands rushed to take advantage of the government's generosity, indifferent to the fact that they were invading Indian territory. Soon, however, they complained that the Indians were too close for comfort. The government tried to remove the tribes by offering them land further west, and while some Indians agreed to move to new land, many resisted the relocation efforts. Those Indians who stayed were sitting ducks. Hostility toward them spread quickly throughout the new settlements, and most were killed. Although a few brave Indian leaders tried desperately to stop the settlers' westward progression in its tracks, fighting back courageously when their territory was invaded, it was an uphill battle, and one that was doomed to failure. Even the few pockets of Indian resistance that somehow slipped through the militia's fingers were at last captured and either killed or forced to move. More than 70,000 Indians of various tribes finally surrendered to government pressure to leave their homelands and resettle beyond the Mississippi River on the Great Plains, where they were promised sanctuary as long as trees grow and waters run. The Indians endured so much suffering on that journey that the Cherokee called it the Trail of Tears. However, the settlers, backed by the U.S. cavalry, continued to encroach upon Indian land, and for a brief period, the Indians again fought back. In one famous battle that stood out from the long history of Indian defeat, George Armstrong Custer, with a regiment of 655 men, attacked a Sioux village, resulting in what is commonly called Custer's Last Stand. The officer and his men, tired of constant skirmishes with their enemies, determined to bring the Indians to their knees. They realized too late, however, that they'd bitten off more than they could chew. The village turned out to be a camp of 2,500 to 4,000 Sioux and Cheyenne warriors who completely overwhelmed and destroyed the regiment. Such battles were rare, though. The white settlers' hatred grew, and they continued to take it out on innocent tribal women and children. More and more Indians were killed or sent to live on desolate reservations apart from the settlers. It was not long before the native population, once strong, was decimated. The final event in the war between the government and the Indians was not a battle. It was a massacre. On December 29, 1890, approximately 300 unarmed Sioux men, women, and children were peacefully gathered at Wounded Knee Creek, after their leader, Sitting Bull, was killed. The Indians didn't have a prayer when they were attacked by the heavily armed U.S. cavalry. While trying to surrender, they were all brutally murdered. In a final effort to save face, the U.S. government, since 1970, has given back more than 4.5 million acres of Indian land that was wrongfully taken by the white settlers, and it has paid more than $1 billion for land that cannot be returned. The Indians that survive from this bloody period of history are unmoved. Their culture and heritage are nearly extinct. Now, they say, there is nothing left. But we must go on. Like the buffalo, we must turn and face the wind.